This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Kicking off hour number one of the show, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, and it's all free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph, Manwich, and it's not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live.
And we appreciate it.
In fact, we call it validation. And the reason we call it that is because the ladies in question are proving in the picture that they listen to Free Talk Live. And there's a variety of creative ways to do that, and you can learn what some of the other, some of the existing Shriners have done by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We also want you to visit the Free State Project because they're our sponsor, and they're your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. I happen to be especially fond of the Free State Project's new pledge, the First 1,000 pledge.
Well, you're like the starter of it.
I'm not the starter of it. It wasn't my idea.
Then how come you, like, your name was all over it when you sent it out?
Well, because what happened was somebody on the Free State Project board came up with the idea. And essentially what it is, you got the Free State Project, which has been around for a few years now. There's almost 7,000 members of the Free State Project. And the Free State Project essentially says, when we reach 20,000 members, all of us are going to go to New Hampshire, the
right.
Free State, and be activists for liberty. That's great. But it's a long-term sort of a project.
Sure.
So we're at 7,000 now. We have to reach 20,000. And then when we reach 20,000, it's a five-year window. So it's this huge long-term move. And me and a bunch of others are always wishing we'd move things a little bit faster. So they created the First 1,000 pledge to say, okay, well, we're ready to go sooner rather than later. And I'd like to go within the next 3 years, so long as another 1,000 or 999 people are willing to do the same thing. So somebody kind of put all that together, and I was one of the first people to respond saying, well, can I sign this thing yet? And so they, you know, considering I have the ability to reach out to more people than the average person does, it sort of makes sense that I was the first signer. So
I guess that does make sense.
Check out the First 1,000 pledge at freestateproject.org.
I was in the top 50.
You were.
Yeah.
By the way, we got to talk about this Cheney thing because we've got a few emails about it. Last night I asked the question, well, why do people still hunt? And somebody has answered that question. Plus, we have to finish the email that we didn't get through last night about the schools situation. We had somebody email in saying that privatizing the schools is the worst idea ever, and we really didn't do it justice last night, so that's all coming up. Plus, we'll actually tell you, I didn't realize this until last night, but we'll tell you what Cheney was out there hunting. We know he was using birdshot, but what he was doing out there.
Wasn't he shooting quail?
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you more about that. Let's go to the phones first, though. Let's talk to George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
What's up, guys?
What's happening, man?
Yeah, last night I forgot to tell you how in Spotsylvania County, which is a couple counties away from where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
right there, they were trying to several times to bust a number of prostitution rings from like massage parlors.
Yeah.
But each time they couldn't do it because basically the cops utilized their services in order to try to get their evidence. Meaning, yeah, the cops had to get their head in order to do it because the prostitutes are just too smart not to mention it beforehand.
I see.
So wait, so they didn't actually bust the prostitutes, or they did after they had sex with them?
They did, but they kind of had to drop the charges every time because they didn't want to, you know, how they did it, how they got their evidence to be exposed.
Right.
You know, pretty much. Yeah.
I actually heard about that. So that's nearby where you live, huh?
Well, two counties over, so I'd say about half an hour, 40 minutes from where I live, but yeah.
You know, this sort of stuff happens all the time. Frequently, you've got the cops. I mean, the cops will just kind of go around and take advantage of these locations. They know exactly what's going on, and they actually won't bust them because they get, you know, special treatment, that sort of thing.
Boys will be boys, even if they happen to have blue uniforms on.
Man, talk about the perks of the job, guys.
I guess so, man. Anything else on your mind tonight, George?
Oh, yeah, I have a confession to make. I'm a pack rat, too.
Are you really?
Only one thing, really.
What do you mean?
I only have one big collection of things, and, you know, I'm not, like, the kind of person that has my entire bedroom and every room in my house completely cluttered.
Well, that's not really packed rat. I mean, if you don't have an entire room of your house just full of stuff with a tiny little path that you can get through, I don't know if you're really a pack rat. You might be a collector. What is it that you collect?
Playboys and penthouse and porn on the computer.
I was going to guess that. collecting porn.
I got get this. I got a couple penthouses magazines that are older than I am that are still in good condition.
Wow. There you go.
Congratulations, man. You know, that might be worth some money someday. Maybe. Thanks for the call, George.
The only reason I collect this is because I want to sell it on eBay by about, I'd say, in about another 4 years, I might be able to get enough money to buy a car with all that.
That'd be awesome. Thanks, George. Talk to you later. 800-259-9231. You know, the only sad part is when you collect stuff and then you check eBay years down the line and you find out that it's just not worth anything.
Yeah, that happened to you, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I was kind of bummed out. I figured...
you must be. You've talked to about it like 5 times now.
No, I haven't.
No, really. I've heard
on the air?
No, I haven't talked about it. No, I'm just... To me, I've heard it 5 times now. You must be really disappointed.
Well, not really disappointed. It's not like I... Well, I got a bunch of Simpsons trading cards when I was a kid,
The Simpsons is very funny.
The Simpsons is huge. I mean, it's a cultural phenomenon. And they were from season one. You figure season one, first season, got to be worth something. You know, the rookie cards, essentially, right? And they're not worth squat, man.
No.
Nothing. I could sell a whole lot of them for $5, and that's not even worth driving to FedEx for.
I think in some ways eBay has brought down the value of collectibles, some things.
To an extent, you know, you're probably right about that. Because it becomes easier to find what it is you're looking for.
Right. Demand isn't so high.
Indeed.
Because, you know, if you're looking for Avengers number one, it can be kind of hard if you're in some minor town in the United States looking for Avengers number one and you can't go to a convention in Chicago or Los Angeles or New York.
Right.
It's hard to find it. But now
you just
all you have to do
is
have internet access and there's Avengers number one.
Good point.
With Ant-Man and the Wasp. And
well, it's probably brought some things down while brought other things up.
Captain America didn't come around until Avengers number four, though.
So George is probably, he's probably just a collector. He has a porn collection. It may be an excessive porn collection, but I think to be a pack rat, you have to have an attachment to everything.
Does that just make him a porniophile?
I think so. I don't know if that's a real word, though. Maybe pornophile. But to be a pack rat, you have to have, we were talking about this on last night's show, and we had an example of a real pack rat that the ABC News was doing a report on. The woman had a box, a cardboard box, that she just wouldn't throw out because it was a nice cardboard box, even though it had a bunch of rat droppings in it. That's pack rat behavior, where you cannot separate yourself. I mean, for instance, you know, we've got pens sitting around the office here where we do the show. If I was a pack rat and a pen ran out of ink, I would probably keep the pen.
It would still make a useful implement of some sort.
It looks nice. It's a nice-looking pen.
You could use it to, like, pick your teeth or something.
It's well-made. It's a good pen. Why should I throw this away? I might need to stab you with it someday, Manwich.
You might find an ink cartridge for it or something. You get another one of those tubes full of ink.
Right.
Well, now,
this is what they think. These are the things that go through their head. As though, as unrealistic and loony as it is, they think that they might just need it for something at some point in the future. And they'll also tell you that they know where everything is. Like, if you go into a pack rat's house, and it's just overwhelming how much stuff there is there, they'll tell you, there's a system. Oh, I've got a system here. I'll find that thing. Just give me a few hours. I know generally where it is.
Do you remember me telling you the story about this woman, Ms. Naylor, who wouldn't sell her house in the middle of town, and there's huge bank buildings towering over it?
Yes.
Ms. Naylor, it's right next to where I work.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I saw her struggling with some groceries, so I helped her take her groceries indoors.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, Ms. Naylor was a pack rat, like, just like that.
Oh,
there was
boy.
Stuff floor,
oh,
and I'm not kidding you,
no.
to ceiling. And this house was huge. It had to have been a 2,500 square foot house.
You know, I was at...
Full of crap.
I was at my family's holiday dinner this year. My uncle was there, and he was drunk. And he pointed out that he likes to get drunk and just sort of wander through his stuff. And he likes to get lost in his own house, as he points out. He's a pack rat, too.
Crazy.
Just to remember all the old stuff. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll free. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. You take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. where we have the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, don't worry. We've got them all archived for you right there on the front page of the website. And I do mean almost all of them. Almost an entire year of the show now, man, which, I mean, I think we're up to well over 10 months. You can get it all for free right there on the front page of the site, freetalklive.com. So we go to the phones. Let's go to Alexander in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. It is the show about your calls. What's up, Alexander?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, good.
So, yeah, I was like, I usually listen through the podcast and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
It's
going
to take me some time to get what you guys are talking about. So I just heard, like, the interview with the former DEA officer, and I think that was awesome. I think
actually,
it
was former New Jersey, former New Jersey State Police, just to be technically correct.
Oh, okay, perfect. Well, either way,
but it was awesome.
It was awesome.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you. You know, it's interesting. We actually, it's so interesting that we can never make everybody happy on Free Talk Live, right? I mean, we approach this show understanding that from the get-go. And it's just always fascinating, especially even the fans of Free Talk Live, the critique that we can get. We had one guy post on the bulletin board system, an amplifier nonetheless, post that he thought that the interview was terrible on Saturday night. He was angry because or disappointed because we rushed him off the air after only 40 minutes. Now,
it was an hour.
Well, after you cut out all the commercial breaks and the news, it's 40 minutes of airtime. But yes, we had him on hold with us, and we had him on the air for an hour. And we pointed out towards the end to him that we were running out of time. So it's not like it was, you know, it's not like we caught him by surprise when we ended the phone call. And I also pointed out that I would have loved to have had the guy on for another hour. We could have taken call after call for that guy. But
we kind of thought about keeping him, but
I had thought about it.
It's really sort of, for one, you know, the guest expects to be there. Well, he really didn't expect to be much more than
that. Well, he expected to be there an hour.
A full hour?
I said maximum would be an hour.
Maximum.
When you call up and you schedule a guest, you have to remember, these guys have lives. They're not talk show hosts for a living.
And there's sort of a unwritten talk show rule that you don't do anything over the hour, that you don't hold somebody over the hour. A guest that would go on to the second hour would be, you know.
We've done that one time.
We have.
We've done that one time. But generally, when you tell a guest you're going to do something as far as the time period goes, they've got other things they've got scheduled, they've got lives to attend to, and it's just kind of unprofessional to finish an hour's worth of the show and then ask somebody on the air, hey, will you stick around for a little while longer? Well, he might have his wife to attend to, he might have things to
do. You never know.
Sort of thing. And we said we're going to have law enforcement against prohibition on again, so just be patient.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're glad you liked it, Alexander. I think most people really did enjoy the interview.
And the interview will be on the website for ad infinitum.
That's correct.
For people to download.
I think it was really, really awesome, the interview.
Well, it's great. The best part about it was that it lends credibility to the things that we've been saying for years on this show. For years, Free Talk Live has been against the war on drugs, but we've never actually had, beyond just a random cop that might happen to call in and comment on the show, we've never actually had a real down and dirty interview with a former narcotics officer like that, who actually echoes virtually every sentiment we have on this show. So it backs us up, which is good. It's good stuff. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was actually listening to it, and I was just thinking about how drugs would be approached in an anarchy society, an anarcho-capitalist society. And I don't want people to think that in an anarcho-capitalist society exactly that drugs would be legal legal per se, or that businesses would sell crack or whatever, marijuana to 13-year-olds, 12-year-olds. Like, I think that...
Let's try to stay away, as far as on-air discussions, from the term anarcho-capitalist. I mean, if we're on radio stations around the country, nobody's going to have any idea what you're talking about. So just replace it with free society or free market society or something like that. Right. What would happen? Would people sell drugs to 13-year-olds? I don't think so. Because if Walmart, for instance, all of a sudden started selling crack cocaine to young teenagers, I would guess that they might have some angry parents on their hands. And who spends more money at Walmart, parents or their kids?
That's very true, and I think parents often. Well, I mean, not only reputation would fall, but I don't know. I think that it could also be where the specific law in the region, specific sentiment in the region, is that's wrong. That's completely wrong. So
of course,
they might actually incur a fine by defense agencies for doing that, I think, or by their own defense agency for
it could very well be. I can't honestly see any business selling crack to 13-year-olds. I mean, I don't think that there's, not that I know, I don't hang out with crackheads, but I've known a few in the past, and I've never known anybody to be a 13-year-old crackhead. I would guess that's probably pretty darn rare, even in today's drug-addled society. I think if you're 13 and you're doing drugs, it's probably marijuana. Maybe cocaine or ecstasy, maybe. So I don't, if it's not a problem today, I can't envision it being a problem in a free society.
Well, I was just thinking about like how a free society would actually take drugs in, and I just thought it was pretty cool to think about the theories as to how I would actually...
Well, Alexander, as you know, I'm not a big proponent of the entirely free society. I'm a small government libertarian. But I can't see how things would get much worse as far as drugs go in any society. I mean, they're rampant here, and people are in danger every day from people that have to do what it takes to get really expensive drugs.
Right. That's our biggest concern. I don't think our biggest concern is with what's going to happen afterwards, because the marketplace, I think, will handle it. I mean, if indeed most people believe that drugs are bad, then there will be market incentives for there to be some sort of natural controls on those drugs by the distributors of them. If everybody believes that, hey, go to town, snort cocaine every night, then, well, everybody will be snorting cocaine every night. But really, I don't think most people think that way. So I don't believe it'll be a problem. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. How do you feel about that, man? What do you think that most people will how will they handle it?
Well, I'm thinking about worst case scenarios, and it seems to me one of the worst case scenarios is that since there will be no law against drugs, then people would. Yeah, and major stores might not sell to 18, people under 18,
yeah.
That then people over 18 of disreputable sorts, because it's prohibited even by the store,
sure.
Would then buy the stuff and try to distribute it to younger people.
If it's in demand, somebody's going to fill that demand.
A prohibition is every single time going to lead to people that are breaking the rules.
But to be fair, though, to the people breaking the rules, just from my experience in the drug culture, I knew of some dealers... In the culture that would not sell to teenagers.
Sure.
They just wouldn't sell. I mean, one of the reasons why was because teenagers are untrustworthy as hell and they'll rat you out in a split second. But the other reason was they just didn't want to get into the drama or any of the trouble that was involved there. So while, yes, I agree with you, there are some lowlifes that will do that sort of thing. Believe it or not, even in the black market, there are people with standards.
Sure there are.
About that sort of thing. 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. All right, let's hold off on old Dick Cheney, because I've got not only do I have an email about Dick, but I also have, I also have an article about the quail hunting that he was doing, which is canned and cheap and really fake. We'll talk about that. Yeah, it's canned hunting. It's not real.
So they're like in cages and they let them go?
Yeah.
Oh,
pretty much.
God.
We'll tell you how many of them there were, how many quail, and how many of them they shot and killed. 800-259-9231. I mean, I thought hunting was antiquated, but this is like the embarrassing, most pathetic version of hunting. We'll talk more about it. 800-259-9231. And education, coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now, 1-800-300-8069.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with
you. And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. And we invite you to support the show. There's a few different ways you can do that. Now, there is the AMP program. That's the best, most effective way. But now we have our little partnership with Amazon.com, which is turning out to be a good thing for us.
Yeah.
If you look on the front page, actually, it's pretty much on every page of the website at freetalklive.com in the banner column. Look six banners down, and you'll see our Amazon.com banner. It's a little search box. You can type whatever you want to look, whatever product you want to look for in there, and it'll bring you to Amazon.com. If you enter Amazon's site through freetalklive.com, through our link, through our search box, then anything you buy at Amazon.com, a percentage of the sale goes to Free Talk Live. And so you'll find that entry box at the top of the bulletin board system. You'll also find it on the right-hand column, the banner column of the site at freetalklive.com. So, I mean, it doesn't matter what you're buying. DVD, computer, brand new television set, consumer electronics, makeup. I mean, they've got kitchen stuff. I mean, they've got it all there. It's tremendous. So enter through freetalklive.com, and it helps us out. All right, so let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Eric. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just saw a great article online as I was walking out the door. Apparently, some of the former leaders of the Communist Party in China have rebuked the current leaders about their censorship policies.
What do you mean?
Saying that it just goes to prove how totalitarian they are.
Wait, the former leaders weren't that totalitarian? Are they saying the newer leaders are more so?
I guess that's what they're saying. I didn't have time to read the full article. It was on the BBC's website.
I didn't realize that communists tried to jab one another on their way out of office. I mean, I didn't know they had that sort of political infighting up there. I suppose it makes sense.
I didn't either. Once I get back to the computer, I'll see if I can dig the link up and put it up on the BBS for you.
I mean, I guess it makes sense, right, Manwich? You're worse communist than we are.
Well, of course they do. Yeah. I mean, any politician's going to be that way. We're not in charge anymore, and we don't like it, so here's why you're a bad person.
But are they even elected over there in China? Do they even have some
sense
of that sort of thing?
Known, I don't know much about Chinese politics.
I bet Gene the Christian Anarchist could answer that for us. Hey, Eric, anything else on your mind?
Hey, that was it, guys. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. I guess the political infighting even goes on when there's one political party. Maybe there's more than one over there. I don't know about that. Now I want to know. What is it like? What is the political situation like in China?
Well, it looks like Hong Kong has had a positive effect on China.
Oh, no doubt. You know, as far as the market is concerned,
yeah.
The censorship, I don't think Hong Kong has been a factor there, but the market is definitely improving over in the East. In fact, there are some economic types that are predicting that, indeed, the United States is going to continue to falter while China and its surrounding countries are going to really become the economic powerhouse of the 21st century.
I don't see how they couldn't. They got a billion-plus people over there.
Well, it's possible we could pull it out, Manwich. I mean, we could get back to liberty and freedom in the United States, and then it'd be hands down. We would be the absolute best economy in the world. But so if we keep heading down this path towards more government and bigger control,
we certainly have the big head start.
Yeah.
But the more regulations we pile on top of our businesses, the more it's going to stifle them, and
that's
the more
right.
It's going to drive them to other countries.
Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. You take control of the show, Matthew. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
What were those two words?
I don't know, free market?
Liberty and freedom?
Liberty and freedom, yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Good ideas.
Yeah.
They work better when you actually implement them, though. It's nice to think about and talk about, but actually having them, if we could only imagine.
Yeah. China does have elections, but I don't think they're general public elections. They're within the party.
Uh-huh.
But I think most of the population is in the party, so they have a kind of, public election. I'm not quite sure on how it works, but I checked it out on Chinese government website once. Pretty interesting.
I'm sure that's a great source for accurate information.
They will run down there. I was talking about John Stossel had an interesting special recently about free market in education.
Yes, he did. It was called Stupid in America.
Stupid in America, yeah.
And I highly recommend it to anybody. I think on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com, if you search for Stupid in America, I think somebody put a link to a torrent file or something like that so you can actually access it. It's good stuff.
Right. My only complaint was is he's still a proponent of school vouchers, which I don't think are, that's just another element of government control over education.
I can't see how
that would, benefit any kind of a free market in education. You're still having the government's toe in there. They're going to have control over money depending on what kind of religion it is or whatever.
And don't you think it'll add a certain level of competition to the education system? I'm not saying it's perfect, and I'm not saying I support it. I'm just saying, don't you think it'll add a certain level of competition to education?
Do you think maybe it's a good step type thing?
I understand the steps can be dangerous, but imagine for a second your kid had the option of going to several public schools, and you just got to choose based on whatever reasons you got to choose. Those public schools would be required to compete for the students because a public school that had fewer students would receive less funding. I would think that would, in and of itself, help the public school system.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what John Stossel was portraying on the show. He actually showed evidence of other countries where there was a school choice style system, and basically the kids and the teachers over there laugh at the United States because they understand that the extra competition does help. So it may actually be beneficial in some aspects, but the other side of that coin is that you're allowing the government to have restrictive control over private education. For instance, Matthew, if you ran your own private school and the government came to you and said, "Hey, we've got a new program. We're going to send some kids your way. Hey, look at all this money we're going to send you. Ah, but you have to serve this kind of milk in your cafeteria.
And you have to have this kind of sex education class.
And you have to have wheelchair ramps here, 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 and here." And so they're going to come with a laundry list of stuff that you're going to have to do to get your hands on the government cheese. And that's not going to help it. While it might help the public schools get a little bit better manage, it's not going to help the private schools at all, in my opinion.
All right. And I just can't see any good coming from it in the long run. It seems like another, it could be like two steps forward, one step back.
Maybe so.
That's still one step forward.
And I can't rain on John Stossel's parade too much. I mean, the guy's great. He's out there promoting generally pro-liberty ideas. He's not the most principled of people, but
this was my main beef because I really, really love a totally free market kind of presentation option instead of going to the. It's kind of like what was the guy there with the the fair tax thing. It's like kind of like going down the fair tax road instead of just saying, well, why not eliminate?
Yeah, stop watering it down. Stop watering it down. Let's go all the way for liberty. I agree with
I'm
not even convinced that the fair tax is even a step in the
direction. No, it's not. It's a sidestep.
But the people have that same argument about fair tax. As they said, the same argument towards vouchers, and I think that that's just another. It's just kind of watering.
I think you could argue that vouchers are a slight step in the right direction for at least for the government school's sake. But the fair tax, I agree with you, man. It's probably a step back. In fact, thanks for the call, Matthew. You verified today, man, because this has been one of our questions for the longest time. that the fair tax proponents have been going back and forth on with their answers. The fair tax is indeed built into the shelf price.
Inclusive, yes.
That's not called value added, which is what we've been calling it here. We were wrong about that. But it's an inclusive tax, meaning you see the price of a dollar, that's the price you pay at the register, and it includes a good 20-something cents in tax. More coming back. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control, bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the wiki. It's our newest feature. And we're still trying to come up with a really good way to define it. We kind of, I was going with Vault of Knowledge, but now I'm not sure if it's really a vault.
User-modifiable Vault of Knowledge.
User-modifiable knowledge base. How about knowledge base?
Okay.
Well, anyway, it's fun stuff. You can go in and you can add to it, you can change things around, and so can everyone else. The wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. It's neat stuff. Go visit that. Check it out. All right. To the email box we go. We started doing this email last night. It was towards the end of the show. We had a call come in. We really weren't able to give it the justice that it deserved. And considering Matthew's call we just wrapped up on the education, it fits in perfect. So we're going to restart this from Matthew. It's a short one. He says, I was listening to your show, and you encouraged privatized education. It's probably the worst idea I've heard for quite some time. If we were to privatize education, the masses would become even less educated. The U.S. already lacks greatly in the international community with the quantity and quality of education. Sorry, Matthew. Do you think the United States population has a problem accessing, say, fresh fruit or any other sort of food product?
No.
No. Why do you think that is? Why do you think it's so easy for you to go and get yourself some food? You don't have to go out and hunt like Dick Cheney. You don't have to go out and pick berries
or anything
like that.
People want your money?
Yeah, that's right. These greedy food suppliers in America, they want your money. They want to make a profit off of you. So, in their dratted evil plans to make profits, they've decided to provide you with fresh produce and chicken and all kinds of other...
Whatever it takes to get those little greenbacks out of your hand.
Yes, they've decided to provide you with a plethora, a cornucopia of products.
And
use your word from last night.
You know, the thing is that everybody does this. Everybody decides to get up in the morning. I wouldn't get up in the morning as early as I do if it wasn't for work and the money that I make there. You know, people, it's amazing what they'll do for these greenbacks.
Well, what if he believes that the masses would be less educated with private education, then he must believe that we'd all be less hungry with government-run food supply, right? So, I mean, if privatization ruins things for people, then we really should just turn over control of everything to the government and let them handle it. I mean, gosh, eating's critical. The marketplace might have a failure and not provide the oranges 1 week.
Now, I've got to defend Matthew's position to some extent. Let's say, now, if you say less educated,
okay,
and you mean by that there are people that would receive less education under a...
The masses
sounds usually
like
means
the majority.
Well, I don't think that that's true by any stretch of the imagination, because people consider their children to be their most valuable asset, and they're going to do what it takes to take care of their children.
Most people do,
They spend all kinds of money to send them to college and all that.
Right.
But there are people, probably lower class people, lower class being, you know, making less, not...
Okay.
Lower income classes, I should say. That would say, you know, man, we need money. We're, you know, we need money. We need food. We need to pay the mortgage or whatever. I'm going to send little 12-year-old Johnny out to work instead of school.
Okay.
Because he'll be making money instead of costing us money. And so Johnny will...
What's wrong with
his
that?
Education will stop. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think Johnny...
What do you mean his education will stop? You think you stop learning when you go to the workplace?
Formal education will stop.
Okay.
At that point, and he will go to work.
I'd like to point out that you cannot necessarily predict what it will be like in this free market education world. I would suggest that, for instance, if I was an employer and I had a little 12-year-old Manwich coming to me to work for me, and you came in and you could not fill out the job application form because you had a tough time reading and writing, I don't know if I'd really want to hire you, buddy. I mean, you're a nice kid and all. Maybe I could have you sweep the parking lot, but I don't know if I'd really want to hire you. So it would be in your best interest to at least give your children some sort of skills that they could take to the workplace. Otherwise, the workplace might just decide, you know what, you are a good kid and you got a good work ethic and we want to bring you on board here, but we got to work on that reading and writing thing, so we're going to send you to school.
Absolutely. A child that can, or an employee that can read is far more valuable than an employee that can't, because that way he can follow instructions that haven't been given to him verbally and that kind of thing.
Sure, and the employee might feel grateful for that and might be more willing to be a loyal employee from that time on. Anyway, let's continue on here. Matthew says...
Or they could be contracted to stay for a period of time.
That could
often
be too.
That's how education works.
The U.S. already lacks greatly in the international community with the quantity and quality of education. All the government's fault, by the way. You say that the teachers don't teach well. However, they do teach. I don't think I've made a blanket statement about all teachers. I think there's a lot of teachers out there that really do their best, considering the circumstances that they're in.
Yeah.
You know, the circumstances that they're in is they work for a bureaucracy. And bureaucracy for the school department isn't far removed from the bureaucracy of the post office, isn't far removed from the bureaucracy of the military. I mean, these are all bureaucrats, and they all have lack of incentive. Sure, they want to teach, but there's also the paperwork that they have to fill out.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the stupid bureaucratic rules that they have to go through in order to just do their jobs. And go ahead, talk to any government school teacher, and they'll list off some of just the asinine things that the school boards ask them to do with their time. It's amazing. It's just amazing. Anyway, he goes on to say, if you were to privatize education, the intelligence of the nation would reflect the wealth. You would get an intelligence gap that parallels the rich-poor gap. That I got to disagree with again, because in a marketplace, in a free market, the gap between rich and poor actually closes instead of widens. The reason why we have a gap that's widening between the rich and the poor is because of the government getting involved in people's lives, getting involved in the economy, shielding the rich, giving the rich, you know, the rich don't pay taxes. They know how to get out of them. It's the poor people that are paying taxes, and they're getting more poor as a result of it. We'll talk about more of the rich-poor divide and education and whatever you want to talk about. This is your show, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can vote for the show. It's a once-a-month sort of thing. No big deal. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. No big deal for you, but it's a big deal for us because your vote helps keep us on the top of the podcast charts. And believe I think we're number two? Two or three? I don't know. Maybe I was dreaming. I might have been dreaming when I thought we were number two. Can you check that, Manwich?
I think it's three. I think you must have been dreaming.
But anyway, we're up there in the top of the charts because of your votes. And being up in the top of the charts means that more people will be drawn to Free Talk Live every single day. So it makes a big difference for us if you go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address, and it takes you less than a minute. Vote.freetalklive.com. We're in the midst of an email from Matthew about education. And Matthew's got a lot of misconceptions, misinformation, probably inculcated by the academia system, by the educational system itself. He seems to believe that the government needs to take care of education and that taking education out of the hands of government is going to put everybody in jeopardy. Let's continue with his email. He says, poor families either can't afford it or don't understand the importance of their children's education or that don't understand the importance of their children's education will continue to stagnate in a cesspool of ignorance. You know, I can see where he's coming from. I mean, we've all seen some pretty dumb people in our lives, and we all, you know, might have been concerned for their kids, and you know, what's it like being raised by two parents that don't understand just the basics of life. And it would seem to me that most people, even if they are a little on the dull side, probably understand that they want better for their kids.
Sure.
Don't you think?
Most people, I would say, do.
Right. So, I mean, to suggest that there's this these huge amounts of poor families out there that just don't get it, or you know, won't figure out that they want something good for their children, something better, a better life for their children, I think it's just steeped in ignorance.
Well, and I would like to say that I don't think that there would be very many kids that didn't have the opportunity to go to some kind of school. I think that you would see that the sisters opening schools like they do all over the world,
sure,
for poor kids in America
or whoever.
And lots of people would support that because almost everybody believes that education for our next generation is extremely important.
Absolutely.
And here's another thing is, I mean, there's no way to cut it any other way. Public schools are welfare. Welfare for kids.
It's redistribution of wealth.
It absolutely is. It's and the problem is with schools is unlike welfare. Welfare, you would not imagine giving everybody who's poor a middle class home and a couple of cars and as many TVs as the middle class have.
But that's what the economy.
That's what public schools are all about. Let's you know, it's like welfare, but everybody is supposed to be equal. In really weird stuff. I mean, public schools, if we have them at all, should be the very minimum, the bare minimum of education.
There should not be any.
I'm just saying that if we had them, if the concept of welfare held true, then in fact it should be the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. It should be reading, writing, and arithmetic only. None of this internet stuff and sex education classes or anything like that, and not even 12 grades.
But even if we did have what you're talking about, just the bare subsistence style education in the government schools, it would still cost 2 to 3 times as much as the private education, which educates kids at such a greater value. I mean, today,
yeah,
go run the numbers, man. Any of you that think that government does a better job, just run the numbers. Government spends $7,000 to $10,000 per pupil at the high school level, versus a private school which spends $3,500 to $5,000 per pupil, and the private schools get better results hands down for half of the cost. The numbers work. We're coming back with more because Matthew has a few more things to say. Good stuff. 800-259-9231. He wants to save the teachers. More coming back. Hour two coming up.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.